This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing.
101.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tuss, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm on the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on a special edition of Sunday Service. Please stand by. We got this going on our Sunday. That's right. Speaking it up. Praising the rock and roll gods right here. Stay tuned.
May come to you and me. Oh, come, let us go back to God. Go back to God.
Oh, come on.
Let's go back to God.
Let us go back.
Let's go back to God.
Come on.
Let's go back. God.
Let us go,
back to God.
Out of the way.
Let's go back to God.
Without my Lord.
Let's go back to God.
Mighty heart.
Let's go back to God.
Oh yeah.
Let's go back to God.
That
oh,
I know their path. Marked a path.
Let's go back
yes,
to God.
Death is marked.
Let's go back to God.
A path we
let's
trod.
Go back to God.
Come on,
let's go back
yes.
To God.
Let us go,
back to God.
Go back to
come,
God.
Let's go back to God.
There's trouble in the air. Destruction is everywhere, and men are being trapped beneath the soil, and nations great and small have now begun to fall.
Come, let us go back to God. Let's go back to God.
I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna mail it straight to you. I'm gonna bring back to your mind what you said about always being true, about our secret hiding places being daily satisfied. I can see you sitting and reading it while you hang your head and cry. I just hope you're not so sad that you're gonna go down suicide. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter, put it special delivery, 'cause it's gonna be full of stuff that's only known to you and me. About however time I get turned on, you turn me off and bring me down. It'll be about the darkest news that ever did arrive in your hometown. It'll be about the saddest thing your mailman ever did bring around. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna tell you one more time that you still could reconsider and come back to be in mine. And if you think about what I'm saying, it'd be hard to refuse. Just be sure you think a long time on the answer that you choose. It will be a most important piece, a personal private news. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. market, personal, private news. And I hope you'll keep it to yourself and don't go around crying the blues, giving off a bad impression as to what went really wrong, when what it was that suddenly the music was all gone. And this man and woman got cut off in the middle of our song. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna put it to a tune. So I'll be sending with it a sweet melody for you, and not some red-hot upbeat singer meant to set your body on fire, but a hunk of love included, meant to take you a little higher and to settle on your sweet, sweet mind at night when you retire. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter.
Be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God, my boy.
Yeah, this pain is right. It's like a strike right up my alley, bowling 225 and on the average like a stone I'm rolling. I wonder if no man crossed the sands that time without no homing. Look at me zoning, roaming, hoping there's a better route. And around the globe it's frozen, course I got my sweater out, but trouble got my soul controlling, posted on this leather couch when I'm losing focus, only drinking, smoking, help me out. But that's just the way I think, 2 minutes triumph and it can't work. Shake the monkey off they back, in fact they tend to sinking to a deeper hole that's dark and dank and seems to sinking. For the whole world to smell it till it's good and foul, I take it with a smile while others just pass out and fail.
Coming home to live, God. One, two, three, four. Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
He roams around with sticks and stones, passing out his moans and groans. Devil ain't no lazy bones. He works 24 hours a day. Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
No, the devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
Likes to see us fight and fuss. Makes us mean enough to cuss. Then he blames it all on us. He works
24 hours a day.
He travels like a lightning streak and he strikes from town to town. If he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
No, the devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly. Then he makes us steal a knife. Keeps us sinning until we die. He works 24 hours a day. In distress, I'll tell you why. Devil is an awful mess. Work 24 hours a day. He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you in your way, but loose. Nah, the devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
Hey, the devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
So if you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, you've got one foot in the grave. You work
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Yes, he does. He works 24 hours a day.
It works 24 hours a day.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey. WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
You got, you know what? How long can...
I don't even know what I'm doing. Anyways, this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Bedford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the Boston Media. Thank you for joining me on Sunday service. As you know, it's 1:20, and we have a special guest in the studio. Is that it? You're on.
Hey, hey, everybody. Mariah let me on the show.
We're not going to disclose how I know her. We're just going to disclose that there is somebody on the air. Just kidding.
That's
whatever
weird.
You want to do.
Okay.
Introduce yourself. I'm not your keeper.
Wow. Great host. Yeah, we could talk to each other like that because we are related. Mariah's my elder.
I'm not. You're like definitely a decade older than me. But.
Shut there. Wow. You would never know.
Yeah,
you would
never know.
Besties for life.
The look I gave her when she said that.
Yeah.
It was uninvited.
It was like mistaken glasses.
Now I'm hearing that Radiohead song. Mm. No surprises. I don't know why. Anyways, we're both psychic. So we'll have this nonchalant up and down of hearing music when things come in. She's actually doing automatic writing right now. the spirit writing. And she's writing in code.
Okay. I'm actually not, but let's just go with it.
Can I just say, they had this stupid video where they're like, did you know science said a study that people who believe in astrology are actually less intelligent and more narcissistic?
You can advertise absolutely anything nowadays, and people just know that the mass majority of people will believe nonsense.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they will copy-paste the nonsense. Yep. And write a story about it on Medium or something.
Remember when
weird.
People used to think for themselves? Remember?
Oh my gosh. Critical
when
thinking.
Remember when that was a thing? Remember people used to read books?
Yeah, I love books.
I know.
I love when people come over to my house and they're just like, wow, you really don't have a TV.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things
you can do besides
like to
watch
talk
TV.
To spirit. Like, you can definitely just talk to the unseen. There's so much going on there. I mean, you know. But anyways.
Yeah.
Do you think you want to... Let's get into this. I usually, on a Sunday service, I go in and do a channeling.
Oh, amazing. I am so lucky to be here, by the way. So thank you so much, Mariah. I have to say, I'm a fan. I know this woman, and she is, you know, related to me. But beyond that, she is one of my favorite superstars.
So she's not joking. She really is a fan.
Like, she's trying to take that back.
She's not joking. Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. So let's get in. Let's get in.
Just because you have ribbons on.
I was going to say something I remember on the air.
Press delete.
Delete. Remember you did delete yes. button at the library.
Okay, I have a funny story. Can I share?
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
So Mariah and I are not only like, you know, siblings, but we're also like business partners, and we're also like clown shoes show. But one, when she was starting her mediumship business, we decided we're going to put a website together for her. So we had been working on this thing. This was this like 20 years
yeah,
ago,
it's like,
and like when Wix was like the platform to use.
Certainly not 20 years ago, but you know.
I don't know. Anyways, it was a lot of work for coding a website for two people that weren't really technically inclined and didn't
for
know how to
the
do
the technology
things.
That's not out yet.
Right.
Like
now you can just say, oh, I want a website. You press one button and your website's done. Like that wasn't what was happening with us.
No.
So we really had to work hard on this. And we had been up, I think, we didn't sleep for like 24 hours just trying to get this thing out. We had a deadline or something. So we went to the Newton Library, and because we were so out of our minds, like sleep deprived, we decided that, you know, Mariah's like, all right, I want you to edit this and don't do that. And I think I just got so fed up, I just pressed delete and deleted the whole thing.
She deleted the whole website we worked on.
But it wasn't malicious or on purpose. I just
wasn't
thinking. My brain was just gone.
Yeah.
And I, like, for some reason, my brain said, hey, you're just going to delete this one thing.
And it deleted everything.
So Mariah body slammed me on the table.
And then she proceeded to do the same. But then I'm the one who got injured, so it was probably my karma for starting it. And there was blood on the table.
Mariah cracked the table in half. With my body.
The woman came in and was so mad. She said, we just got this table.
We just got this table.
And there's blood
like
on the table. And there's a hole in my pants and my ass. And, oh, I mean, in my bum.
Boop, boop, boop.
In my bum. So
So we call that the delete moment.
Listen, it wasn't. Listen, that whole body slam though. This wasn't like us was being angry.
No, we were laughing.
We were laughing, and then we ended up like wrestling because we thought it was that. We were so tired.
We were
don't
so
even
tired
know what we were doing.
The wrestling was making us laugh even harder. So then we just kept pushing it to the next level to enjoy the laughter, I think, and it turned into a wrestling match in the Newton Public Library.
Oh my god. This is great.
Oh, good moments.
So,
and here we are.
Yes, here we are. And with that, I just wanted to make a shout out because I'd say I shout them out today. 9 rounds in Brookline. If you're into kickboxing, if you're into getting if you're into working out and feeling like you just had like a crack attack, like on a good level where you're feeling like really good and it feels like you work out for the feeling, I would really go to this. I would really sign up. It's great.
Do they need a front desk person?
There's no front desk. There's no front desk at 9 rounds. Like, you know, if you listen to me and come on the radio and hear, you know, you're ruining everything. Anyways, 9 rounds in Brookline. Check it out. Sign up.
I'm coming next time.
You do whatever
you
want.
I'm going to follow you wherever you go now. Oh, sorry.
I have a stalker. Okay. Happens. Anyways, what are you going to do? You know, you're born awesome. You know, it's just what comes
with
it.
Wait, our body slamming or wrestling will be allowed there, though?
Not really.
Really?
You have to go to an MMA gym for that.
Oh, it's a different gym?
Yeah.
Wait, nine rounds is only boxing?
Okay, yes. So 9 rounds in Brookline. 30-minute workout. Fast, like high intensity. It's really good. No, it got me into sparring, so it's good. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'm so glad no one can see me right now.
Me too. So anyways, why don't we get into I'm really excited for this channeling because it's going to be like the channeling where like somebody's like eyes roll back and then they're like, no, just kidding. I'm just kidding, but that'd be kind of funny. Anyway.
What if FM radio all of a sudden has had live TV, but then it would be television?
You can. It's called live streaming it. That's what you can do.
Why can't you do that now?
I can.
Do
it. I don't feel like it because I want to focus on radio. I don't have time for technical things. I'd like to just focus.
We already are having technical issues. Okay. Just an idea. Goodbye now.
Then you do it. Goodbye now. Okay. So this is a very interesting Sunday service. I'm sorry that it's gone really far. A different direction. I'm just kidding. Everything's supposed to be like, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is all supposed to happen because my record player isn't working. I'd be just like playing the jams, but spirit wants us to talk.
You just turned into two different people at once. That's great.
That's what happens when I do the preaching. I'm like a southern person and then I get back.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
You like channel, what was that?
I just
the
let
demon
it.
Like pastor guy. Oh my god. Not him, but you know what I mean.
Listen, I don't know what demon pastor is, but anyways, I just let it happen because I'm just like, that's just, when people channel, do you ever notice like Bashar and like, they just, you know, they have an interesting voice and they just let it happen even though it looks crazy and it sounds crazy, but it's like, wow, this info is legit. So why are we going to interfere?
No, yeah.
So
I remember.
Just let the Southern happen. I let the Southern come in like right now, like it's coming in right now and it feels good. It feels good to channel. Like, let me get a hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah,
this.
Amen.
Oh, yes, yes. So this is in, we're bringing, what are you? I don't want these callers. I don't want people coming. I can't even talk. Okay. Okay, let's get serious. Now let's ground right now and in the infinite spirit and the infinite presence right here. We're gonna bring in, I can feel the energy, I can feel the vibe. So I can feel spirit coming in right now. Spirit is coming in. So everyone who's listening, 91.5, it's actually more potent since the family energy is here. You know, we got a lot of angels in this room right now.
Yeah.
We got a lot of angels backing us up. There's so many angels backing us up here in this moment. And so here we are, continuing the expansion of the infinite good that comes in, the expansion of our soul extension that's here to mirror something so magnificent, something so great. And on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday in July, what a time to be alive, what a day to be alive. If we could just take a moment to understand being alive and the miracle and how much it took to be here, how much it takes for you to be here, how much it takes for your body to be sustained right in this beautiful moment. When we come and we understand this and we remember this and we can realize, wow, we step back and say, something's doing so much work just for me to be here. What is this? What is this beautiful thing? And we may not fully understand in the 3D, but let me tell you something, we're always going to remember, and it's spiritual. You see, and this is why we do this. This is why we come back. We come back to remember. This is a time to open up the door of remembering. This is a time to open up the door to coming back and remembering and realizing who we are. You see, we go about our day constantly feeling like we are a part of this world, feeling like we continuously are attached and connected to this world, to this 3D, finite, one-dimensional exposure of our reality. But the reality is behind that reality, and what we can't see is the unseen. And in the unseen, we must go to what is the feeling. We must go to what is the connection of the presence and the holy presence and the presence right here with the angelic realm. And that's where we're at right here. See, the angelic realm is right here. So you tuning in right now to this frequency. You're tuning into right now in the station. You're tuning into your frequency. See, this is a frequency of you. You see, yes, you might be listening to radio right now. You may be listening to me right now. You may be feeling a good feeling of angels, and it feels good, right? That's you. You decided right now to say hello to yourself. You decided to choose something that is a reflection of you. You decided right now to feel something that is a reflection that is you. You wanted something higher. You wanted to remember your higher self. And as you remembered your higher self and as you asked for it, you got it. You see, this is what the service is. This is what the Sunday service is. It's a service to you, but then you reflect that service right back to yourself and that service to others. Once you decide to open up this door to say yes, once you decide to open up this door to say yes, to your perfect higher self that gives 100%. It gives 100% the energy. Gives 100% the energy of authenticity. Gives 100% the energy of authenticity, of your purpose, of your truth communicated, of your love. Oh, you see, that's where it is. See, it always comes down to one thing. It's love. It's love. See, we can all be unique individual expressions of God. We can all communicate things differently. We all have different talents and different ways of being in this world. We all have a different type of mission, different type of skill. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, what the purpose of that skill is, it was always love and the giving of that love. And you can feel the giving of that love through your being alive. And that's that love that is flowing right through you right now, right in this moment. Hello, can I get an amen to that? Because that is right there. You see, can you feel it? I can feel it right now. I'm feeling the energy lifting. I can feel this high vibration vibing. Can you feel this? You see, that's God. That's God, that's the infinite, that's spirit. It's God, it's the infinite, that's spirit, it's nature, it's the universe, it's whatever you want to call it. It's whatever you're connecting with, but that is the unseen. That is the world. That is beyond what you can see and conceive with your eyes. You see, when we tap into our feelings, we're tapping into that power. You see, when we're tapping into our feelings, we're tapping into God, and the God that determines where your life is going and the creative force of where your life, your feelings create your life. Now, if you come into that and understand and repeat that again, your feelings create your life. Your feelings create your reality. Your feelings create your world. Your feelings are your God. Your feelings, it's in the feeling. So what are you choosing on a regular basis? Are you choosing to have a life that is magical, or are you choosing not to have a life that's magical? What is it that you want? Because we have free will. You have a decision to make. You have a choice to have the type of life you want to make. And if you're sitting there being like, well, I want this kind of life. I do want that life you're talking about. I do want that life that we are romanticizing. But I may be held back because someone else may not let me, or that person may think this, or that person may think that, or I may not be loved anymore if I transition and transition my entire way of being. So what are you willing to let go of in order to have the life of your dreams? That's the question that it comes down to. That is the statement where it comes down to right now, if you're hearing this. When are you gonna say, I'm gonna change it? Because anytime, all you gotta do is let go. All you gotta do is pull the plug. All you gotta do is cut the cord. All you gotta do is break free of the chain. And that chain is what you believe. You think you know about who you are, who you believe you were, because we're always changing every day. We're always dying, and rebirth is happening every day. So if you want that miraculous life, if you want heaven on earth, if you want to live in paradise on a daily basis, you've got to change the way you feel. That is the infinite. And right now we're choosing to feel good. Right now we are choosing to have an intention of a higher vibration. Right now we are choosing to have an intention of a better way of living. Right now we are choosing an intention of love. And coming from the heart, and coming from the soul, and coming from the spirit. Right now, we're getting higher. Right now, we are in unity. Right now, we are not separate, but we are one, and we're remembering we are one. And as we are one, we are a God. We are a part of God. We are the God self, as we are here. Whew. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for being here with us, and thank you for assisting us in this channeling for the week, because these channelings are opening up the door to a place in our consciousness. It's opening up a new dimension. It's opening up those places and where we can expand on a quantum level, on a quantum wholeness, where we are loved. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit is here with you. Spirit will be with you all week, all month, all year, and for eternity. You just tap in when you need it. Woo! Amen to that. How are you feeling?
I always love listening to you, Mariah. This is truly Sunday service. It's happened every Sunday to listen to you, and I know who you are, but I love, like, you just flow, you channel, you allow the information just come right through you. And just so you guys know, like, Mariah just came in. She and I, the reason why I'm here is because we were just rocking. We were just hanging out. And then she's like, all right, let's go to the studio. We rolled in literally like 10 minutes before she goes on air. She doesn't prep. She doesn't do anything. Mariah just is. She just is spirit, you know what I mean? She just rolls like that. So, like, when I'm sitting here listening to her, you know, just bring spirit in, like, my frequency just goes through the roof. And I can feel my angels. I can feel, you know, what she's calling. I can feel it. It's just, it's very potent. Thank you.
Thank you.
The love is potent.
Those were amazing words. Thank you so much. It was interesting because when I was here and I finished, I was like, oh, I was like, yes, it is for everyone who's listening. It always is. But this is specifically for Tashi today. This was specifically for her to experience this today, because this was a opening for her. She said yes to this today.
Mm.
It was a day where it was, she's ready for something. She's ready. Her higher self. And when we do this work and I'm all I'm doing is channeling you. All I'm doing is channeling.
Yeah.
What's going on with everyone?
You were hitting some things on the nail when you were talking. It was like you were speaking to me, so you're definitely unlocking stuff.
You're ready. Stuff. Raj, we all. Okay. If I can just get this to work. Isn't it? Okay, it feels good. It feels good.
How special is this? I just want to say thank you again for being on the air. Like, imagine, you know, just rolling down the highway, having a rough day or just having a rough week, and then here comes Mariah talking about the joy and just giving you that message that you need to hear at that moment.
This is what, and this is exactly why I do this.
Yeah.
This is exactly why. Because if I were me, I would want this.
I love this.
Out of nowhere, I would like to just tune on to something where I could be inspired.
It definitely is a service.
It's time.
Definitely is a service.
Okay, so we will be right back with Sunday service here. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed spiritual family and doing, going in with each other. So stay tuned. We got some more Sunday service here for you.
There'll be no more weeping.
It was late last night when the boss come home. He's asking about his lady. The only answer he received, she's gone with the Gypsy Davy. Gone with the Gypsy Dave. Go saddle for me my buckskin horse and $100 saddle. Point out to me their wagon tracks, and after them I'll travel after. It was late last night when the boss come home. He's asking about his lady. The only answer he received, she's gone with the Gypsy Davy. Gone with the Gypsy Dave. Go saddle for me my buckskin horse and $100 saddle. Point out to me their wagon tracks, and after them I'll travel, after them I'll ride. Well, I had not rode till the midnight moon, till I saw the campfire gleaming. I heard the notes of the big guitar and the voice of the gypsy singing that song of the Gypsy Day. There in the light of the campling fire, saw her fair face beaming. Her heart in tune with the big guitar, and the voice of the gypsy singing that song of the Gypsy Day. Have you forsaken your house and home? Have you forsaken your baby? Have you forsaken your husband, dear, to go with the Gypsy Dave and sing with the Gypsy Dave that song of the Gypsy Dave? Yes, I've forsaken my husband, dear, to go with the Gypsy Davy, and I've forsaken my mansion high, but not my blue-eyed baby, not my blue-eyed babe. She smiled to leave her husband dear and go with the Gypsy Davy, but the tears come a-trickling down her cheeks to think of the blue-eyed baby, pretty little blue-eyed babe. Take off your buckskin gloves made of Spanish leather. Give to me your lily white hand, we'll ride back home together, and we'll ride home again. No, I won't take off my buckskin gloves, they're made of Spanish leather. I'll go my way from day to day and sing with the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy.
Seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years day by day. Making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone and I'm in line to stay. As we go through the years, we go through the years, we go through the years, day by day. Was falling by the way, Lord.
Away.
Then when I pray at night, let me say this.
Just to know I've done my best.
I wanna go home to lay down and rest. But do this, Master. Let my name be written in the Lamb Book of Life. And if you just do that, Jesus, that's my plea, Lord.
Today.
Let me say this one more time. Somewhere in your kingdom, just to rest, and then just let it, let my name be numbered with the blessed. Father, now thank you for that. That'll be my plea.
Tell him about my trouble. being troubled out. Trouble's what this world's about. Troubles of this world. The devil's in this world. Trouble in, trouble out. Trouble's what this world's about. Troubles of this world. The devil's in this world.
You up the river without a paddle in a lot of trouble. Without a doubt, you going under, running out of bubbles. Pass me the body bag. Watch me dump them. It ain't nothing for you to get squashed like a pumpkin.
I try so hard and play my cards and pray to God. I ain't involved. I got a call and much appalled. I came to Oz and broke the laws. Cream all the casket. Ain't too glad. This dirty hazard wrapped in plastic. Trash with maggots. No, it's drastic. Don't even ask it. Hungry.
In the night, moves are not for nice dudes. Currency make one clicker, even if you don't like dude. Filthy hand leave fingerprints on an empty safe. Get the money, get away. Water don't leave a trace.
Yeah, we'll be done soon. No more troubles of the world, dude. Time is running out, future fashion with the past few years of my life. I took the good with the bad news. Did it cause I had to, committed to the hustle. Scheme with my team, got deep with the shovel. Think I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. Never mind that, my mind on my scratch. On the line for the last time, crying for the struggle. Almighty dollar, the seed, the root of all evil, the reason all people deny and believe that karma can't see. Ain't no honor amongst the thieves. What goes around comes back around, and trouble it breeds.
You see, I speak that hip hop language, that aimless, shameless, insaneness. They can't tame this. Fast money can't maintain this. My anguish ranges from wise to dangerous. Till I die, I remain this.
Color of her eyes were the color of insanity. Crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. We're all just dancers, all the devil stands for. Well, swing a little more, and there we go. Swing a little more next to me. Swing a little more, and there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Crushed against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Might have been a drunk and a fighter was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Pull yourself together, girl, and have a little fun. When she took me by the hand, I could see she was a furry one. Her legs ran all the way up to heaven and past Avalon. Tell me something, girl, what it is you have in store. She said, come with me now, I'm the devil's dance floor. Well, swing a little more. Swing a little more, a little more, and there we go. Swing a little more on that devil's back.
Hello there. Yeah, that's right. We just got a workout on if you couldn't see it. We just got a Irish step workout on. Yeah. So this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special. It was a very special edition of Sunday Service here. And thank you for my guest. Who are you?
Tashi. It's so weird to say your own name.
Right? Because I wanted it.
It would have been better if you said my name and I said...
No. No. I want it, but I want it.
Anyways, it's been great. This has been fun. The Irish step dancing was cool.
It was really... She was really getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't done that since I was a little girl.
Yeah. All right. Well... Yeah. Ow! Anyways. Ow! Woo! So, we love you so much. Each labor dish. Donka. Each labor dish.
She's not German. None of us are German. It's not real. She wants to be, so we just let her.
She's lying because she just she doesn't like it. She's ashamed. It's okay.
What?
Yeah. Anyways. Hillman. Hillman.
Don't forget your Jewish heritage.
Wow. Okay, so this is where I tell Tashi she can never, ever come back on
the air. I'll be on next Sunday, guys. See you soon.
She's never coming back on the air because that went into a direction that it shouldn't have gone. Just kidding.
What? Our family loves the integration.
La, 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 la,